WNYC is spending the week at the shore visiting beach towns that are gearing up for Memorial Day and the official start of summer. Later today, Amy Pearl and Janet Babin will be in Highlands, New Jersey, just west of Sandy Hook. The town is small, just over a square mile, but it's considering a big idea that locals hope will alleviate the extreme flooding that happened after Sandy. WNYC's Janet Babin reports.
The ferry takes off for Highlands from a pier near Wall Street, and 45 minutes later...
All right, folks, we're approaching our one and only stop, Highlands, New Jersey.
Even though it's called the Highlands, much of the borough is lowlands, sitting near sea level. During Sandy, the eastern part of the Bayside town filled up like a bathtub, taking on about 10 feet of water. The town's mayor, Frank Nolan, meets me at the ferry parking lot.
I would have gotten out, but I'm child locked in.
He's a big man with a warm, casual style.
How you doing? I'm Frank. Good to meet you.
Mayor Nolan takes me on a tour to see Sandy's wrath. About 1,000 homes here will have to be elevated, raised up on stilts, an average of 10 feet, if they want to comply with FEMA's new flood elevation maps. Resident Patrick Curtis doesn't know what to do. If he raises his two-bedroom cottage up, he won't have enough yard space to build a staircase up to his front door. He asked Mayor Nolan for ideas.
Our concern here is when you go up to 10 feet, obviously, like you just said, the whole stair plan changes. You know, you can't go out because you're in the sidewalk.
And what they're doing
is... So you got to go back and over.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to build a front deck and I'm going to go this way.
Right, okay.
No choice.
Nolan makes an X with his hands. Staircases and ramps will have to go up in a zigzag pattern off of front decks so stairs won't be too steep. Even so, how elderly residents like Curtis will manage to climb those stairs is hard to imagine. It's part of why Nolan hatched a plan to raise up not just the houses, but the whole town. He says if he doesn't...
All you're going to see is buildings on stilts.
But raising up the town would mean ditching things like streetlights, plumbing, electric, cable. How would you even do it?
You build all your infrastructure standing on the streets right now. You build all your underground utilities, and you fill. And then you pave on top of it and your roads are raised.
Makes sense to you?
Yeah, that's what I was guessing that's what you had to do.
That's
is just lift and fill.
That's what I was guessing too, and then I saw a couple of videos. They did it in Galveston Island, Texas.
Right, in Texas.
And that's how they did it.
Galveston, Texas did raise itself up in the early 1900s after a notorious hurricane there killed thousands. Stephen Zulecki chairs the Highlands Environmental Commission. He read about what they did in Galveston, and he told the mayor about it.
The idea is rather simple. You know, you're in a floodplain, and wouldn't the best solution be to take the town out of the floodplain?
Zulecki says the town's well-defined natural boundaries, with water to the east, a steep hill to the west, make it an ideal candidate for this approach.
It's the only real permanent solution that would release the town from the shackles of flooding and allow it to really flourish.
Town officials say it can be done, but residents have at least one burning question about this plan that Mayor Nolan estimates will cost $250 million.
But the problem is, where's all the money going to come from?
That's Daniel Bevins. He works the Highlands Ferry. Many in Highlands are asking the same question he did, and Mayor Nolan has an answer for them.
It's never going to be done on taxpayers' money. It's got to be obviously federal money, state money, private money.
But that federal money and state money Mayor Nolan talks about, that is taxpayer money that critics say would be wasted on this plan. Rob Young runs the program for the study of developed shorelines at Western Carolina University.
Especially when there is a desire to use public funds, you know, at some point you have to ask the question, how much money is it worth spending to protect one little town? And who should be paying for that cost?
Young says after all is spent and done, it is unlikely a higher Highlands would be able to outrun rising sea levels and increasing storm intensity.
It may make them safer from the next few nor'easters, but I'm not convinced that it's going to save them from another Hurricane Sandy.
It would be hard to convince Mayor Nolan of that, though. He says the town's got to do something, and it's going to have to pay for it one way or another.
The reality is, how much are we going to pay if we don't raise the town in flood insurance, in damages, and in loss of ratables? Because no business is going to stay if they flood every year. This is 2 years in a row that people lost everything they have in a lot of these homes and businesses. Who's going to stay?
The Army Corps of Engineers is in the midst of studying the Highlands conundrum, but in a statement, a spokesman said the Corps is not specifically investigating the town's lift and fill alternative. So for now, residents who are rebuilding post Sandy, like Patrick Curtis, are including blueprints for several flights of stairs up to their front doors.
What are you going to do?
For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
WNYC's Amy Pearl and Janet Babin are touring the coast to check in on the shore ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Help us map your beach memories. You can pin your old photos and stories onto a map we're creating at WNYC.org. And follow Janet and Amy on Twitter as they make their way up the coast to Montauk with the hashtag CoastCheck.